Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.
It is a great afternoon in KZN, and it's good to have East Coast Radio as your soundtrack, no matter where you are listening in today. It's Dion in for Stacey and Jace Boo, and we are broadcasting live from the Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. And we have two ladies who are very important in the cricket world from the Dolphins side of things, from the Hollywood Bets Dolphins ladies. Now, I'm up close with your jersey. I've got to say your jersey is really cool, but let me be respectful and introduce you. First up, we have the captain, Nondumiso Shangase, and we have Courtney Gowden. Welcome, ladies, to East Coast Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, now, I have some questions. So, first things first, we'll start with Nondumiso. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Inanda. I'm a teacher.
Okay. And well, wait, that's Nick Tatum in the background, by the way, guys. He's just addressing the ground. Tell us, Courtney, where were you from as well?
I'm actually from Chatsworth.
Okay. That's awesome, ladies. Now, I have a lot of questions to ask you, but let me just start with the first one. What is it like playing for our team, the Dolphins? The Hollywood Bets Dolphins. What is it like playing for them?
It's really amazing. It's a dream for us as well. So, it's really a nice thing. I won't lie to you. Growing up, I was there's no ladies cricket.
Yes.
Then, as soon as they introduced me to the KZN Under 19, and then I saw our ladies team, and then I was like, I want to play for them as well.
Yeah.
And luckily, after I think it was 2015. After I came out from the Under 19, Coach Denisha introduced me to the women's side, and then from there, I just sent out the ODI match, and then the T20. I played the T20, and then from there.
Wow, that's an interesting story there. Now let's go through a few questions. When did you start playing cricket? We'll start with you, Courtney. You can go for it first.
I actually started at a very young age. I also started in the backyard with my dad.
Everyone did, hey?
Yeah. My dad was an athlete, so I think it's a little bit in the blood. But it all started when I was in school, in primary school, in Dornridge Primary in Chatsworth. And I played Baker's Mini Cricket. I was the only girl part of a boys' team there because, again, there wasn't cricket for girls in primary schools. That's how my journey started. And a lot of my cricket was played outside of school thereafter. Same with high school as well, and then I joined the KZN system. So just like what Non said, we were part of Under 19 systems, and we looked at what the structure was like back then, and we wanted to be a part of the ladies team, and now we have this amazing opportunity of playing professional cricket for our province, which many girls are now dreaming of playing.
That's awesome. So you guys are setting the tone for the future generation as well, which must be an amazing feeling. What does winning the inaugural CSA Women's Professional One Day Cup title meant to you individually and also to the Hollywood Bets Dolphins women's team? We'll start with you, Nondumiso.
It was really a nice feeling because before the match ended, we knew after 40 overs that if you bowl 40 overs while they're still in there, it's our chance of winning.
Yeah.
So we bowled, and then I was bowling the 40 overs. And then straight from there, I realized they both won. And then the feeling. And then we celebrated, but then the match wasn't over yet. But then we knew that the title is ours. It's really amazing. And taking it back, that it was our 3-year plan. And then it came right season after season. Because on the first season, we were we need to remain on the top six, and then the following season just top three guys, and then we had a chance of winning as well on the last season. We had a chance of winning, but then we didn't make it, but then we were not sad about that because we achieved our goal, which is to be on the top three, but then we ended up number two, and then this year it was winning.
Which sounds and feels better.
it's really nice.
And for you, Courtney?
Yeah, just like what Noon said, it was a part of the 3-year plan. I think that's the only thing I've been pushing for as well. Whenever she was absent and was doing national duty, I just told the girls that every match matters. Every bonus point counts, and yeah, that's what pulled us through at the end, was the bonus point wins. But for me personally, it was the grind. It was the things that is behind the scenes that people don't see. The injuries that we were carrying to us in the last game. We fought for all of that. So for me, that's what stands out. When a team really wants to win, they'll show you they want to win.
Awesome stuff. So the final question, I think Courtney, maybe you can answer this. Your message to young cricketers out there.
It's to never doubt that you're valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance in the world to pursue your dreams.
Awesome stuff. We were chatting to the captain of the Hollywood Reds Dolphins. Ladies, I love your gear, by the way. I keep on admiring it, you know. Nandamiso Shangase and the vice captain, Courtney Gowden. Thank you, ladies, for being here, and thank you for flying the flag for future generations of females in our province.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dion Govender, East Coast Radio.